Today, Al Jazeera broadcast a new videotaped message from Osama bin Laden's top deputy. On it, Ayman al-Zawahiri says, "The defeat of America in Iraq and Afghanistan has become a matter of time, and that Mujahideen have taken control of much of Afghanistan." Just over the border, Pakistan's military says its warplanes and attack helicopters killed more than 50 suspected terrorists today in an attack in the mountainous region of Waziristan. For months, the Pakistani army has been operating in the region, trying to root out suspected al-Qaeda militants, including Osama bin Laden. On a visit to Islamabad this week, U.S. counterterrorism coordinator Kofor Black told the Pakistani media the clock was ticking on bin Laden. But those upbeat remarks elicited an unusually dismissive response from Pakistani officials, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
It's been said before, the net's closing in. Osama bin Laden could soon be caught. Yet that suggestion, this time from Kofor Black, drew a curt response from Pakistan's Information Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmed. He says Pakistani security forces don't know the whereabouts of bin Laden or of the Taliban leader Mullah Omar.
Even we can't find out the Mullah Omar who's traveling on motorbike. You are talking about Osama bin Laden.
Mullah Omar, he says, is in Afghanistan. But according to some reports, there's been no firm lead on bin Laden's whereabouts for a year. Sheikh Rashid Ahmed again.
I don't know whether it's about a year. We can say that we have evidence that he's alive. Where he is, that we don't know.
This is not, say Pakistani officials, for lack of effort. For months, troops have been seeking to root out al-Qaeda and its associates. Pakistani analysts believe these operations led some militants to flee to the cities, but there's been a crackdown there too. More than 70 people have been arrested around the country in recent weeks, among them al-Qaeda suspects Abdul Sattar Sharif al-Misri and a Yemeni called Abdul Hakim. Both were arrested in the southwestern city of Quetta. Pakistan's new interior minister, Aftab Shapau, says that they are significant players. Pakistani security forces have also turned their attentions here to the largest Sunni seminary in Islamabad. The mosque used by these students was raided by scores of police last month. Two clerics are now on the run. Maulana Abdul Qayyum, the seminary director, says it was a heavy-handed operation and unjustified.
We have been accused of our links with Al-Qaeda, although there is no truth in that. We think this is only being done to show America that they were doing something against Al-Qaeda, otherwise there is nothing in there.
That view seems widespread. Pakistanis frequently allege announcements of al-Qaeda arrests are timed to deliver a success to President Bush in the run-up to the U.S. elections. But Shapau, the interior minister, says there was good reason to raid the mosque and that Pakistan's anti-al-Qaeda operations have nothing to do with outside issues.
You see, our operation, our campaign against terror, it's not connected with any other event which is taking place, whether it's in America or anywhere else. It has got nothing to do with politics. It has got nothing to do with events. It is just weeding out terrorism from Pakistan.
This weeding out operation is a complex and sensitive task. Militants in Pakistan come in many shifting forms, nurtured by differing causes, from sectarianism and provincial independence movements to the 1980s Afghan war against the Soviets. Analysts say their organizations respond to crackdowns by changing their names and regrouping. Some are now turning their guns against the Pakistani leadership. There have been at least two attempts to assassinate President Musharraf, and one, before he took office, against the new prime minister. Mohammed Ziauddin is editor of Dawn newspaper. He says the military spent years cultivating militants to serve Pakistan's interests in Afghanistan and Kashmir, and that as long as the army controls Pakistan, it'll be hard to get rid of Islamist extremists.
They have been helping them, they have trained them, they have funded them, and perhaps they still think that they have a very important strategic importance in the overall scheme of things of the army.
The problem for Pakistan is that every crackdown runs the risk of increasing the hostility towards the government at the grassroots. For instance, among these students at Maulana Abdul Qayyum's Islamabad madrasa or religious school. He says that's exactly what's happening to them now.
If such kind of raids are carried on the madrasas, naturally the students, the younger generation, will be forced to take extremist way.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.